Spins fully charged. Every day, we're spins.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Thursday already. This is great.
Fantastic.
More bank holidays in 2025, please.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay, 2026.
We do very well, don't we? Compared to other countries.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah.
We are not on par at all.
We're actually one of the lowest in Europe.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
We do very well. No,
told me that we
don't. Ounce of evidence about them.
I digress immediately.
I know. I thought we were pretty good as well, but then I learned we're like really low.
No, we're really low.
Guys, I had a very strange experience yesterday, and I was just like, why? How does this even happen? I got a packet of one of my favourite crisps, and I won't say what it is, but it's not like a well-known brand, say.
Okay.
And they're ready salted flavour. And I was eating away, and I was like, I couldn't even eat them. They were so oversalted. Like, they were ridiculously salty. And I was just like, how does that happen with factories and machines? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it not just like the same, like, ingredients of salt?
I don't know, but there could have been an issue at the factory. Like, something wrong could have happened and they might not have noticed until a couple of packets in.
That's what I was wondering. But, like, yeah, I was just like...
Some weird stuff going
on. Then it made me think that they were hand-salted and maybe feel that they are even more artisan.
Oh, very good.
Well, no, I was in a shop the other day that'll go unnamed. I was picking up a multi-pack of slices of ham and the front one facing me was dated to expire in November of 2024.
Oh, gross.
This was this week. I was
what?
Like...
What?
That's weird.
That almost feels like a typo because, like, was the ham blue?
It looked a little bit, you know the way sometimes when the inside of the pack looks a bit wet, white, a bit wet.
This is interesting because I'm going to be talking about non-salted crisps in the next 15 minutes.
Oh my
So stick
God.
Around, folks. Stick around.
Blown wide open.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I don't know, lads, I'm going a bit mad lately.
Are you?
Just making kind of weird decisions.
Bought a dog.
Cut my hair off.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It's gone.
Okay, for context, there's still loads of hair. But Emma famously
had... I'm bald!
You're bald!
Emma famously had such long hair, like almost down to her belly button.
It's so weird.
And now it's like, it's cutting the nip.
It's gone. Oh, hello.
It's not even, it's nowhere near the nip.
Okay, sorry.
It's a bit above the nip.
My nip's down there.
All right, okay, sorry.
There's a good, what, 3 centimeters?
She's 31.
I must have very high nips.
Oh,
I'm very perky.
I love it, Emma.
I'll take it off and show you.
Yeah.
Do show us. I love it, Emma.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's class. It's so,
so
nice.
Healthy.
But like, no, genuinely, it's really nice, but it's weird. It's like I feel like it's just behind it.
Oh, there's like, more.
No, but it's like...
you're hiding. It's like believe
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's like it's like you're hiding it. Because I'm just so used to you having long hair.
I know, it's so weird. I've never, ever in my adult life had hair this short, ever.
It's fab. I love it.
I think the last time my hair was...
chunky.
This short is like primary school.
And it's actually quite long. Like, that's probably the longest my hair would have been.
Funny, because it's been in like a really bad way. And I've just been so... I've been giving out for ages. Like, the split end... Every time I look down, it's just split end. And I like famously go to a hairdresser's at a push once a year.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was like, right, I'm just going to get this done today. So they had an appointment for me in Nutgrove.
Oh, you didn't do it yourself?
So she was like, look, realistically, it needs this much. And it was kind of like middling. Like, it was kind of in between nothing. And I was like,
right,
Eric, go up higher. And then when she dried it, I was like, oh, it's quite short. Okay, fine.
Yeah, you always get brave in the chair.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You're like, ah, go for it, girl.
Yeah. And then you're like, ah.
Yeah.
That's unreal. So, I really like it. I think it suits you.
Thank you. Immediately after cutting it, I went straight and bought supplements for hair growth.
Yeah. I was wondering if you would.
And I realised after leaving the salon, I was in Nutgrove, as I said, and I went to the loo. And I was sitting in the loo having a wee, and I was like, I just walked out of the salon, never paid them. So I literally was like, how did that happen? I just was like, see yous, thanks. Anyway, I walked back in.
They must have been like, oh, she really didn't like it.
I walked back in. They were like, this always happens. I was like, does it?
That's so funny.
Yeah, very strange. Anyway, very weird, guys.
Did you have a little cry?
I texted Aisling a photo of it yesterday and I said, I'm happy, but I also want to bawl my eyes out.
Right, okay. You know?
And then the worst part was, like, my boyfriend Jack is a very enthusiastic person. Like, it's kind of infectious how enthusiastic he can be about certain things. And... he FaceTimed me and was like, oh, it's nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jack.
And then he said something and
he
I was like, oh, right. And then he said something even worse. Go on. I don't know now. Let's think of an expert.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
How long?
He said...
3 words.
No, actually. Good, hold on. I'm interested to know what you think. He said... It's like a dog mom haircut.
It's like a dog mom haircut.
And I haven't stopped thinking about that.
Sorry, it's literally a normal length of hair.
I was like,
so many people have hair that long.
Like, what does that mean? Isn't it having a time
it's
to
still look way longer than Aisling.
It's so much longer, yeah.
What were the 3 words you were going to say?
I thought he was going to say, it'll grow back.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, how long till it grows back?
My brother actually messaged into the family WhatsApp group saying, how long does that take to grow back? I was like, thanks, bro. Probably 2 years at a minimum. At the absolute minimum, two years.
The most important thing is we like it.
Thanks very much, Dave. And I kind of believe you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What's the story?
Good morning. I was at a Brentford match over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, I know. My girlfriend's brother lives close by. He's a Brentford fan. He has season tickets, so we went.
What division are Brentford in? Sorry.
They're in the Premier League.
Are they?
Yeah, they're actually much higher than United are.
Stop.
Yeah.
What was it like? Oh, it's obviously a very rare experience to go to kind of a Premier League game that isn't United. Was it kind of interesting?
That's actually only my second Premier League game ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I've only ever seen United.
Oh my God, once.
United playing a Premier League match, and I was like 10 years old. I don't like going to the UK. I can't stress that enough. I do not like flying to the UK. I refuse to go.
Callum absolutely wetting himself in the
lads room. Are all like, will we go to a match? No, I don't want to go. But I kind of had to go because...
You're in love now and you have to do certain things.
My girlfriend is the sister of a Brentford fan. So we went to the match. Nice stadium, the G-Tech Stadium. At halftime, we went out to the shop, the restaurant, kind of area, not a restaurant, but you know what I mean? You can go and get some grub or whatever. And we were looking at the menus, deciding what to get. And randomly, I thought this was kind of weird, but there was billboards everywhere and it was like, donuts. Donuts, pink donuts, lovely donuts, £4. £4, get your donuts. So I was like, I'll go up and I'll be the cool, you know, boyfriend of the sister. You know what I mean? I'll get us donuts. And so I went up and I was like, how are you? Can I get 2 donuts? And he's like, we don't have donuts. I was like, all right, cool.
Probably take down your signs then.
Yeah. I was kind of like, did I even imagine that?
Yeah.
I was kind of looking back at the billboards. Like, no, the donuts are still there. But he said it in a way that was like, we've never had donuts. I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't have donuts.
Yeah. But I think he was just saying, no, we ran out. But he said it in such a way that was like, what are you talking about, you mental person? This is a Premier League match. We don't have donuts. This is not America. But so anyway, I was just like, all right, Grant, can I just get a packet of crisps or something? I seen Walkers over there, so I was like, I'll just get a pack of Walkers. And he's like, yeah, Grant. And he throws them to me. Cool. And then I open the packet and they're like the crinkled ones.
Oh no, they're awful.
Oh, they're crap. Not an inch of salt on them.
Nothing. No.
Call back to your overly salty crisps earlier on. This was not salty in the slightest.
Maybe that's where
onto your crisps.
Yeah. It's kind of like that gives me like, you know, when you're on holidays and it's lovely to have a packet of Lay's, but a packet of Lay's just don't have the flavour of crisps that we know.
Yeah. So anyway, then I came to work in the next week on Monday. I came across a story headline I thought was funny. Italian football club's bizarre halftime snack leaves hungry fans divided, right? It was an octopus sandwich, right?
Excuse me.
At the Italian club SSC Bari. It was €8. This is the place where...
One per leg.
Yeah. The place where the club is apparently... it's very good. Very good. Very clever. So it's apparently a big fishing town. Lots of seafood all the time. So SSC Bari even released 2 special edition kits a couple of years ago, each patterned with like an octopus design. So right. Like they're just big into octopuses.
Is that their mascot kind of thing?
I must be. I don't know, but they're just mad into it. So it reminded me of the social media page Footy Scran, where people post pictures of their terrible food they got while at a match. I think some of the football grounds have kind of become aware of this Facebook page and don't want to feature badly on it.
Yeah.
So they've really upped their game.
That's good.
So there is a lot of food I want to show you or talk about from football matches, like this one from Northcote City FC, which is in Australia.
Oh,
it's $20, but you're talking chips, you're talking a bit of chicken, you got a salad, cream, and you've also got like a pita bread there to dip in, which I thought was excellent.
Look, it's typically quite messy for a game, but that chicken looks divine. Yeah. Really good stuff.
You've got a jar of Nutella worth of mayonnaise, whatever that
there's
is.
There's loads of stuff there. It looks great. All right, so that's that one. And then you've got this one, the Jockey Whopper Burger. So 3 burgers, 3 bacons, 3 sausages, and 3 slices. This is at Newmarket Town FC. I actually think that looks looks deadly. And for £9, that's unbelievable.
You'd never get your mouth around that.
So I was thinking, like, we're off to a great start here. Like, we're talking Portsmouth. We have sausage, mash, onion, chutney and cabbage. It's served, in a big Yorkshire pudding that looks unbelievable.
The sausages are around in a swirl. In swirls.
They look like a cartoon poo.
Quite off-putting. Right, it looks like a dog's poo.
But then we go over to Hibernian Football Club and they really haven't got the memo that people have need to up their game. What can you describe here?
Okay, so there's two burgery bits, but they look decrepit
on a dry bun and then the most withered little bit of bacon on top.
No sauce, no nothing. It looks so grim.
A piece of bacon was 100 years old.
Yeah.
A granddad, like.
Honestly, that looks like my granddad's skin.
Stop.
He's been dead 12 years.
Stop, Dave.
Dundee official, for a £5 you can get a steak pie which is burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, completely black.
Then over at Newmarket Town you can get a breakfast wrap that looks unbelievable.
That looks savage.
You're talking like two sausages, two eggs and hash browns and the lot. Then we start getting a little bit weird, right? Is this
just a full scallion?
Callum, do you know what country that is? That flag, red and white. It looked like Poland. But I don't even think it is. This is spring rolls at a match. It's and bean sprouts at Persebaya GBT Stadium. Callum,
Indonesia.
Thank you. And then we go over to Bangkok Glass FC. They're serving mixed worms and insects at their football matches.
Ah, but it's only £238.
£238.
So it's good value.
Very true.
No, I don't like them.
And then I missed this, obviously, at Brentford FC at the G-Tech Stadium. A sharing box. Two burgers, two pies, chicken strips, cheese bites, mozzarella strips, two drinks and a programme at Brentford for £20.
That's all right.
Excellent.
I really missed that. The ball on that. I should have brought... Imagine how he would have felt about me if I came back to the seats with that.
You were too busy looking for donuts that didn't exist.
So I got myself crisps. Non-salted, crinkled crisps.
I'm yet to have an English pie, you know.
So am I. What's the deal with them?
Yeah, are they as good as they seem?
At football, unbelievable. Wow. Chicken Balti. Okay. Stunning.
You're on spins.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
I got my Valentine's card yesterday, lads. Before they're out.
From him or for him?
For
very
him.
Early.
Okay. Over in the shops. And you know the good cheap shops have the massive ones for £2.
Yeah, you should get them on the 15th. They go down to £1.
Someone's excited to have a Valentine this year.
I know, well, it's probably the first time in about 12 years I've had a Valentine.
Very
Valentine's
cute.
Day. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What I wanted to mention was the fact that Valentine's Day is tomorrow week and we want to bring you speed dating at Mondello Park. This is going to be really good crack. It's happening on Tuesday and tomorrow's your last chance to enter.
It's very exciting because this is the Blanchard Sound Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's. The prize up for grabs if you are the best couple on the day is unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say it. The prize is dinner for two at Blanchard Sound Centre's brand new luxury restaurant, Kaizen, followed by a movie at the Odeon and a shopping spree worth €250.
Is that not the best Valentine's Day ever?
And to be that winning couple, all you have to do is know your partner really, really well. So I would get practicing now. Yeah, get quizzing them.
Essentially Mr. and Mr. or Mr. and Mrs. or Mrs. and Mrs. questions. Yeah. And you'll be under a bit of pressure in the back of a supercar in Mondello Park. But good crack ahead, happening on Tuesday. If you want to register, spin103.com. And as we say, your last chance to get involved is tomorrow, so get on it.
I got the funniest video from my friend yesterday on Instagram and sent me down the best of wormholes. So it came from an account called Urban Tandoor, which is an Indian restaurant based in Bristol in the UK.
Right.
And in the video, the caption was, book your table for Valentine's Day. It was just like, I was like, why is she sending me like a restaurant in Bristol's like Valentine's
booking? Are you going to Bristol for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. But then I had a look at the image and it basically showed like a group of Indian men dressed in wigs and dresses and dancing to this song.
I have some nanam sunrise with my potion of Vindaloo.
Oh my God.
Yes, I swear.
Wow.
It's the truth. And I really need a...
What? Why did you finish the sentence?
He's going to say, I really need a poo.
Oh.
I think. Okay, this is genius. So this is what they're doing to pure their Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So well, it's more fun than anything I've seen on Instagram or in Dublin.
Absolutely. And it's not just Valentine's Day. These lads have over 100,000 followers on Instagram on this restaurant's page. The restaurant looks like maybe not the most fine dining of establishments.
I'm shocked.
I don't know how the lads get any work done because they have literally hundreds of videos. Every video has like tens or hundreds of thousands of views, and it's just so funny. And I literally was cackling at my desk yesterday watching them all. So I've got a few of my favourites.
Oh, go on.
Welcome to the Urban Tandoor Bristol back catalogue. This one is called Murder at the Tandoor.
Oh my god.
Can you describe what they're doing in the videos? What are they like?
Oh, like in that one, he's got the full salt burn, like antlers on. They're like dancing. They're always dancing around the restaurant, like in proper costume, wigs, loads of different cuts, like some crazy props. Like they're very well, like, I mean, I wouldn't say well done, but they're very, there's a lot of effort got into them.
But sometimes it's the fact that they're not polished that makes things so brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
And they're all like, they're kind of terrible singers and whatever.
They're brilliant.
They're just the staff. It's so funny. You'll notice as well that they really just kind of recycled the same like few Indian dishes throughout.
I've noticed Vindaloo's been quite used a lot. Yeah.
Another one popular is Papadom. So here's Papadom Preach.
No.
Papadom Preach, urban kind of bleach. Papadom Preach, I need some food to eat. And I've made up my mind, I'm getting curry, baby.
Oh, God, I hope
this is
so famous.
So good.
I hope their restaurant's making lots of money.
I thought, honestly, when Aisling started this, I was like, what, talk about phoning in. Like, she's just, here's some TikToks I like.
No.
This is excellent.
It is. I was like, look, I know it's rip and read, but, like, it's so good.
Yeah.
I also love the end of that one because he could have gone, I'm getting a curry, but he said, I'm getting curry, baby. Okay, last one I'll play for now. This one is called The Total Eclipse of the Nan.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Garlic nut. Every now and then I get a little bit hungry and I don't know what to have. Shari nut. Every now and then I get a growl in my belly that I need to satisfy.
Wow.
I watched this, I was like, this is Callum all over.
They should have been like dressed as Batman and Robin or something. Na 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 na. Something like why won't they use songs that work?
Yeah, I know. What's so cute is everybody comments like loads of Indian food puns back to them.
Brilliant.
Oh, like people are mad about them. I have one more and I gotta save it.
Okay.
For after this song.
I think what we need to do is like get the video of us chatting about them and send it over to them. I made them really happy.
Hopefully.
They've made the media in Ireland. And like, one of those places, like you always talk about Joe's Pizza in New York,
yeah.
Dave. Like if I'm ever in the area.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
100%.
I'm booking a flight to Bristol.
Marketing like, geniuses.
You'd feel like you're meeting a celeb. Yeah. You know, that kind of way.
Oh, I got such a good laugh off this Instagram page yesterday that my friend sent me. It's an Indian restaurant in Bristol called Urban Tandoor. I would encourage you to give them a follow. And they basically post these sort of like parody songs on their page to advertise their restaurant. And they just like sub in different Indian dishes into regular like pop songs. But they dress up in like wigs and dresses and kind of perform them as well, and it's all just the lads who work in the restaurant.
Mm.
Really, really funny.
I happily work there. It's a great advertisement to like actually work there as well. They
absolutely
have the crap.
So we've been playing some of their back catalogue back. One of our favourites was Total Eclipse of the Nan, and it sounds like this.
Garlic nut. Every now and then I get a little bit hungry and I don't know what to have. Shari nut. Every now and then I get a growl in my belly that I need to satisfy.
Like I'm actually looking up to them because their performance of songs is their ability is more, better than mine. To be honest, I've been tasked with that in this show.
I went to shop yesterday to get myself a garlic naan, and I didn't know this song existed. If I had, I would have known exactly what song to listen to on the way.
I'm never going to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart again.
Yeah. Total Eclipse of the Naan. Of the Naan.
The Naan. So I told you that I kept my favourite for last, and we've actually broken it up into four different clips because it's such a work.
Oh wow, we need to dissect it.
Give it the appreciation it deserves. It's called I'm in Love with the Badgies. And,
I am in love with badgies.
Here's the start of it.
The club isn't the best place to find masala, so the tando's where I go.
All right. Let's dissect. As opening lines go, that is absolutely perfect.
It's a syncopated rhythm.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah, of course you can. I was actually going to ask if we could.
The club isn't the best place to find masala, so the tando's where I go.
And he's right. The club is not the best place to find masala. So we carry on.
Though you know I want your love was handmade like the curries we eat. Come on now, follow my lead. Waiters be crazy, don't mind me.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting more into the storytelling
handmade
here.
Handmade like this, like curry we make.
Exactly.
I get it. Okay, now it's good advertising.
Becoming an ad, continue.
Oh boy, you just talk too much. Savor the taste, don't get your curry on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, let's just eat.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. There's a chorus element there.
I like it. We're like, building up.
Yeah. We're building to the big finale. Here we go.
I'm in love with this Indian food.
Yes.
The spice is high in the Vindaloo. The garlic rice is tasty too. I'm in love with the bhaji.
I was wondering when it was going to come in. I'm so disappointed in myself. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I'm in love with the bhajis.
It's wonderful.
One more time.
I'm in love with this Indian food. Woo! The spice is high in the Vindaloo. The garlic rice is tasty too. I'm in love with the bhaji.
Okay, I'm followed them. This is it.
Can we get just the first one more time?
I get it.
The club isn't the best place to find masala, so the tando's where I go.
Dublin travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Dublin restaurants, listen up, learn, take
honestly,
notes.
Please.
It's so coming good. Up on 8 a.m. Emily, what's the story out there?
Morning, starting off on the end.
Let's go.
Here I go.
Fully charged. Spins fully charged. It's so
good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Nope.
No, no, I wouldn't go there.
Right. Look, you tried something, it didn't work.
Try something new there.
What's a curtain?
Let's start again. Let's start again.
Can we go again? Start again? Yeah, and with something new.
Let's go.
Here I go.
Fully charged. Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Morning.
What's it?
I know.
Take three.
Yeah.
Spin. Let's go.
Here I go.
Fully charged. Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
No, you're not.
Spin.
Morning.
How you doing?
One more time.
Let's go.
Here I go.
Morning.
Yeah, perfect. Well done. Beautiful. Amazing. Brilliant. Couldn't have been more perfect. I loved it.
I should up and play some music.
Gosh, she's good, isn't she?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I would like us to have a quick chat about this guy.
I'm Alex. Here's what's happening.
That is Alex. And
Alex Rowley.
You might know Alex's voice because he reads the news with us here sometimes in the building. You might not believe that this man...
I'm Alex. Here's what's happening.
...is a child. He's 20 years old,
That's
Alex.
Not fair.
Maybe not legally.
Not legally a child.
He's a man.
He's a man, but he's a baby. Like, he's a baby. Alex got his Leaving Cert results while working for News Talk.
Yeah,
I think the reason why we think of him as so young is
because we all knew when he was 17.
When he started, he was literally 17 or 18.
Yeah.
And now he's obviously 20. And he's no longer a child.
And he's unbelievable at his job.
Oh, he's so good.
He's a grafter. He comes in here and does a news shift, talking about the most serious stuff going on in the country with full knowledge and versed on every matter, and then runs off to a lecture.
Yeah, he goes to college then.
And then he's like, oh, sorry, I was out last night on a college night in Coppers. And then, what?
Yeah, he'd be like, oh yeah, it's college Christmas Day last night. And I'm like, your life is so obscure.
Your life is so different to mine.
So strange.
He's a grafter. I have huge respect for Alex. He could be off doing, I don't know, usual college stuff, and he manages to just balance his life so well. I feel like I could learn a lot from him from that point of view. The reason I want to mention Alex this morning, though, in particular, is because Alex turns 21 this week.
Yay. Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Same birthday as me, or like in and around.
In around this weekend, I think. And he's invited me to his 21st.
Me too.
Me too.
Can't go have a rehearsal.
Callum wasn't invited.
Don't want to go.
Are you okay,
yeah,
Callum?
No, I think he hates me.
Oh. So we were all invited to Alex's 21st. And he's having kind of a little gathering for it this evening. And I, as I said, I like Alex. He's a cool guy. But if I was going, I'd only kind of pop in for an hour or so because, you know, I'm 31 years old, turning 32 this year.
Oh my God, he's 10 years younger than you.
Yeah, weird.
Oh God, yeah, I'm a 31, like, you know. God.
He's young enough to be my... No, actually, not at all.
No. See, me and Alex were both two lads in their 20s, you know.
Yeah, like Alex and I share a birthday, but like we're in the same decade together. So like I feel very, very comfortable attending the 21st.
Yeah, not a bother.
I wouldn't have thought
Alex, you're also in your 20s? Me too, bro.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'd be like, class, welcome.
Hey, fist bump. Oh, they don't do that anymore? No bother.
I'd essentially be like, welcome to your mid-20s, Alex. I'm here too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas you, like you're
different.
I'm different. Way beyond.
No, and I actually, hence my question this morning. I want you to tell me if I'm too old to go to Alex's 21st. And I want you to be honest, because I feel a bit weird about it. I don't want to rock into all these. He's a proper Gen Z, like, isn't he?
Yeah. He is a Gen Z.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I'd be able for them all, to be honest, and if I'd stand out like a sore thumb. Like, I still have a side parting in my hair, maybe, like, who's this old bat? You know what I mean?
I think the difference as well is, like, a lot of older people would go to people's 21st, but they'd be, like, cousins or,
they
like,
have to go.
Family or whatever. Mm. But you're, like, friend level. But yeah. You're 10 years older than him.
I'd even take a step back and say kind of acquaintance
it's
level.
Giving cougar.
It's giving. Do you know what I think it could be giving? Creep.
Yeah. And no, it's not giving creep. It's just giving ma'am. And it's giving, you know what I mean? Like if Alice...
Well, they all feel like they have to behave because I'm there.
I just feel like if Alice had a little smudge in his mouth, you'd lick your thumb and like, you know what I mean? You'd scrub it off. Like, come here now.
There's a reason why I haven't been invited and it's because Alex knows that I'm 32.
Oh, yes. You're gone.
Yeah,
you're gone.
So like I'm done. I'm gone too. But maybe he's thinking that you're in your 20s as well. Which is like positive.
Yeah.
He might think you're younger than you are.
Well, listen, just be honest with me here on WhatsApp. Am I too old to go to Alex's 21st? I'm 31. 0877 11 1038. Yes, I'm too old, or no, you're not too old. Simple as that. Yeah. Yes, you're too old, or no. You can voice note over from Tandy for you. 0877 11 1038. I'm very curious to know what you think about this.
We're just slagging around.
Do you want to go?
But we need actual answers.
I like here. Alex. I'd like to show face for Alex. Yeah, okay. He's a great guy.
Fair enough.
I respect Alex. I'd like to be like, I bothered to show up to your 21st. But I'm also like, terrified at the idea.
I just think it's obvious that you're 21st. I remember when you were this high.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So we're chatting about our colleague Alex on this morning's show. You might recognise his voice. He reads the news for us sometimes.
I'm Alex. Here's what's happening.
And the rest of the time he's working for much more serious radio stations. He's a serious journalist.
It is funny hearing like Alex on the weekends be like, and something massive has happened in the world of news. And then he comes on to spin. He's like, you'll never guess what Beyonce is after doing. I just find it funny. Like that man has range.
He's got dynamics.
He's got range and
he's
I like it.
He's also a child. He's 20 years old, which is so hard to believe.
I actually saw pictures because he's in college, and you know, at Christmas they do like the kind of pub crawl at Christmas, the Christmas day, and that he was out at that, and it was like, that's Alex who reads the news sometimes, and he's sometimes on News Talk, and then look at him, he's out with his friends at the pub.
Do you remember when he went to his dibs? He was working here.
He was. Oh my god,
bizarre.
It's double life.
Alex has his 21st party tonight, and I got an invite, and I was asking this morning, am I too old to go? I'm 10 years older. I'm 31 years old. Too old to go to a 21st at 31? Yes or no? What are you saying, Sarah? How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, David. How are you going?
We're good.
Come here, Sarah. What are your thoughts here? Too old to go to a 21st at 31?
Absolutely not. Imagine if you're like, if you have a friend who is in their 40s and you invite them. Would you not expect them to?
They'd be too old, I'd say.
Yeah, too old. They wouldn't. You couldn't go to a 32-year-old's party at the age of 40.
There's a lot of age hate here.
No, we're only joking. We're only slagging off Emma. Yeah. If somebody else was 31, they'd be fine, but only because it's Emma.
Yeah, Dave and Ashton give him proper ages vibes.
I think you should go.
Yeah. You think she should go?
You should definitely
age
go.
Age is just a number,
go,
says
have
you.
A good time.
Don't worry, Emma. You'll be back in bed by 9:30.
Thanks very much for that, Sarah.
I wouldn't mind.
Dad. Yeah.
We all wouldn't, to be fair.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Sarah.
See you soon.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Bye. But we just gave Alex a call on this altogether.
Oh, is Alex there?
Oh, give Alex a ring. See what he thinks.
On his way into a lecture.
It's not the like man he's sleeping. The band doesn't sleep.
He probably hasn't even gone home from his party yet. Hi, Alex.
Hello. Morning, Alex.
Hey, how's
things? How are you?
We had to get your buy-in on this. Am I too old to come along tonight, Alex?
No, I don't. You'd be glad to know there's no other 21-year-olds here.
Oh, it's, oh, you're all, oh, your friends
anyone
are all
younger?
Older.
Anyone younger? No.
So you're
No, it's like I'm doing two different nights. So I'm doing my actual 21st tomorrow night.
Okay.
And tonight is like work pass.
Okay, so you're keeping the separation between the cool young people and work people. So is Pat Kenny invited tonight from News Talk?
Oh my God, I should actually invite Pat. That's a great idea. Well,
definitely. Emma would have someone to talk to then.
Yeah, 100%.
Someone her age, yeah. Yeah.
But so Emma's not invited to the one tomorrow night, though.
No.
She'd be weird.
We shouldn't tell her about that, should we not, Alex?
No, guys.
No, but Dave and I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, can we? That's the first you heard about the 21st tomorrow as well.
Right, come here. Tell us, Alex. Who's going? Who are the big heads?
Ages only.
No one. Well, we got 40, 60.
40 and 60.
60!
No, I actually don't know. Genuinely, I've no idea if anybody's going to show tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, everything's changed now because I know I'm not invited to the real 21st and just the one for the oldies. So that's actually fine. I'm way more comfortable with the whole idea now. Enjoy your real 21st tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
See ya, Alex. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Are you going to college now?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, enjoy it.
Goodbye.
See you later, Alex.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you know what? I'm not going to go now.
Why?
Because I was invited to the real one anyway, so we can forget about it. I was invited to the B party.
You're too old anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin. What's Rag and Bone Man doing?
His best.
And that's all you can ask. Isn't that what they always say?
Enough said.
A man would always say, and did you do your best? I say, yeah.
I like when he was on Jules Holland. Ladies and gentlemen, the one of Rag and Bone Man.
It's the girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzed. Did you ever watch Jules Holland on New Year's Eve?
It's time to wipe that smile off your face, David Hammond.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's got all this energy. It's about to be zapped.
he's trying to delay inevitable. Yeah.
We need to get cracking on this, and we'll tell you why in a mo, but this is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together, we quiz Dave on girly things. It's good crack. He's not off to the best start of the year. He's had two losses and one win, so time to claw back this morning.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave, you have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is a 50-50, and the other is your phone a female. And the girly quiz is with Beabel Beauty. They're a luxury cosmetics and tan brand, and they make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. Our phone a female prize today, a Beabel Beauty hamper for two.
Gorgeous.
And a girly quiz board game as well.
Lovely.
That lovely phone a female this morning is Megan. The reason we're under a bit of pressure is because Megan's under pressure. She's a teacher and she's got class in 10 minutes.
Class? What kind of class starts in 10 minutes, Megan?
First thing in the morning, I have tutor, so we start early, 8:50.
Okay,
I had tutor at 10 to 9 as well.
What do you mean tutor? When you have to come in and take the role
or
whatever?
Yeah, pretty much for 10 minutes and then you start at 9. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're a tutor, Megan.
I think everyone...
Yeah.
It's like your tutor group. That's what we call it in our school.
Right.
Okay. And then that's your class you go around.
Megan, is this the time of the day where you do a little recce and see if everyone's wearing their proper shoes and all?
Well, we're supposed to check, but our school has the phone pouches, so we check them in the morning, take the roll, and then they're on to school.
Very high tech. Megan, stop talking to me now.
Things have changed my day. Listen, thanks for being on this morning. No doubt Dave will need you at some point, so hang on there, Meg. Thank you.
No problem.
Let's get cracking, Dave.
Let's do this.
Do this.
Dave, the designer brand Chanel is named after its founder. By what name was she best known?
Chanel.
Mm. You say that like you've never heard of it before.
I have heard of Chanel, but I didn't know there was a person.
Mm.
I noticed Chanel, Jean-Paul, Chanel.
Chanel!
Chanel! She's a white African grey.
Ever heard of Chanel's first name?
Chanel. Jean Chanel. Bobby Chanel. John Paul Gaultier Chanel.
That's so different.
Chanel! Damn it!
Clearly sure nothing is coming to mind. You've spoken gibberish for the last 20 seconds.
Nothing is coming to mind.
Not at all. We thought you'd know this.
I think I do know it, but I have nothing is coming to mind.
As in, like, when you hear it, you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
We put Megan out of her misery then?
Yeah, go on. Call Megan there.
Hiya, Meg, you're needed already.
Megan, lucky for you, you will make your class because I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what Chanel's first name is.
So Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Do you need the other 20 seconds? Or
I don't.
Here? All right, let's cut
in
that early.
In staff room, Megan, or...
No, I'm staying in my car in the car park.
All right, go on. Head in there. You've got yourself a BBL beauty pack for you and a friend.
You don't even know if you're right yet, Dave.
Nah,
she's taking
Coco,
over.
It's she gets Coco it anyway. Chanel.
Yeah. Final answer?
Final answer.
Well, obviously, that is it. You're absolutely correct.
Nice one.
Beautiful.
Oh, Megan, thank you so much. And I'm honestly, I feel really stupid. I should have known that.
Megan, are you going to tell the kids in the class what you just did?
Maybe.
Listen.
Yeah. Megan, you also have won yourself a BBL beauty hamper for you and a pal and a girly quiz board game as well. So fair play and thanks for being Dave's phone a female this morning. Have
thanks,
a good
Megan.
One.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Bye. Right. On question one, I wasn't expecting that, I have to say. We rock on.
This is not a great start, but listen, we're still one for one.
Funny how it was in there somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, as soon as she said it, I was like, oh yeah, of course.
All right, let's see if question number two is in there, Dave. Women's singing voices are generally divided into three groups. Soprano is the highest. Mezzo-soprano's in the middle. That's what I am.
Are you, Ashley?
What is the lower voice?
The lowest one. I should know this.
Of the main three.
I should know this because I've seen Glee.
Yeah.
And Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
And you did an odd musical in your time.
I did.
Oliver Twist.
I was Oliver in Oliver Twist back in fourth class. I'm sure you all remember. I'm going to say, I think I'm wrong though. I think I'm wrong. Do you know what? I won't say my answer. I'm going to 50-50 it because if I say my answer, I think you'll put it in there.
No, I never do that. They are written in front of me. Producer Callum will attest.
Yeah. Okay.
You
They're
should
here.
Say it because then you'll just say, we won't believe you that you thought you were right.
I think it's baritone.
Okay.
But I also think that that's for a man.
Okay.
And I think another one is tenor.
All right.
Or a fiver, what? So I'm gonna 50-50.
All right, you want to enter simplify mode. Entering now. Women's singing voices are generally divided into three groups. Soprano is the highest, mezzo soprano in the middle, and what is the lower voice? Is it A, falsetto, or B, alto?
Damn it. Not one of those, did I think.
Really?
Alto means high, because
altitude?
Altitude, thank you. So I'm going to say falsetto.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You're wrong.
No! No!
I like the theory of altitude, though.
But altitude...
Altitude, yeah, I know. Look, it's a great point, but I mean, it is alto, and the full word being contralto, I think, is the lower of the female voices. Falsetto is when a man does like a really high thing, like that type of thing.
Okay.
Like a man singing his head voice.
Damn it.
And a baritone and a tenor are both male voices.
They're both male, aren't they? There's no point whatsoever. But let me see if I can get two out of three.
You're on your own now. No simplifies left. And the poor lads.
No dignity either.
Yeah. All right. In centimetres.
I'm laughing.
You having a hope.
What?
You having a hope.
Oh no. All three of them are looking at me and laughing, and I feel like I'm back in school.
I literally just went to look at it and remembered what the question was and was like, God help us all. No lifelines to help them out with this one either. In centimetres, Dave, typically how long is the umbilical cord when the baby is at full term?
And we'll give you within a range of 10.
Within a range of 10?
Yeah, because you're
in centimetres.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, there's a hint. It's more than 10.
When the baby is ready to come out, how long in centimetres is the umbilical cord?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's making kind of centimetre marks across the table here, trying to measure it.
I'm going to say it's 25. 20. Would that make sense? It could be 50.
How long? What does the umbilical cord do you know? What's its
That's
job?
That's not the question.
Oh, but I'm just curious to know if you know what it does.
It will be next week if you don't know it.
It's,
Do you know what the umbilical cord is for?
Yeah, it's like for just like, it's like a harness, isn't it? It's like, to make sure the baby doesn't fall out. Like.
Well, on next week's girly quiz.
Right, that's fine. Don't Google that for now and then.
I'm going to say it's I'm going to say it's 40.
Hold him in. 40.
Yeah.
Centimetres.
40 centimetres.
If you get this wrong, Dave, you'll have gotten 2 out of 3 wrong. Which, oh my God, I can't remember the last time that's happened.
40 centimetres. Which I think is about that long. I don't think that...
He's measuring out like kind of the length of his arm at this point.
35 centimetres.
You're bringing it down to 35. Smaller.
35 centimetres.
35, he says.
Final answer.
Wrong.
No! You said in 10!
How long?
50 to 60 centimetres.
No, I said 50!
But what? I didn't go final
and I just kept going down.
It's long, is it?
That is long.
And
oh my God.
A baby in there as well and a 50 to 60 centimetre umbilical cord and all of that has to leave the body.
In fairness, I wouldn't have known that now, but I imagine maybe a woman who's had a baby
would know. Not even a doctor would know that.
Of course
like, that's
they would.
Ridiculous.
Ladies, be honest. If you've had a baby, would you be aware of how long the thing you're carrying inside your body for 9 months is, and especially at full term when you're already carrying a baby and your bladder's out of action and you're carrying a child?
I have always wanted to cut one though.
Why?
Maybe someday, Dave.
Because that means I'm a dad.
It's a girly quiz. Be about the original Tan Meat Skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It's a girly quiz.
We just played the girly quiz with Dave. Question 3 was a very fair, I presume, by any woman who's had a child.
Under no circumstances was it a fair question.
We assumed that any woman who had a child would be aware of how long the umbilical cord would be when the baby is at full term. And Dave said, that's ridiculous. No one would know that. And we felt that everyone would know that.
Yeah, the answer was 50 to 60 centimetres. Look, Emma and I are not women of child. We're not child bearers just yet. So we have to, you know, we have to use our imagination sometimes with womanly parts of the girly quiz.
And you're not a child what?
I don't know.
Child bearers, yeah. See, could have fooled me with those hips.
Shut up. Apparently there's people we need to bring about this morning. Mothers in particular, who I'm sure will back me and Aisling up on this.
Hi guys.
Mira, morning, how are you?
Morning, Mira.
Hello.
Yeah, doing grand.
Come here, Dave's giving out to us here about our third question, but sure, every woman who's had a kid would know that, or any medic, wouldn't they?
No, they wouldn't. I work on an ambulance,
yes.
And I would not have known that off the top of my head.
Okay, well, like, you're working on an ambulance. do you drive the ambulance?
Do you deliver many babies on the ambulance?
I've delivered 2.
Oh, you have? Okay, and you didn't measure the umbilical cord, Mira?
Mira, well, we can wish stuff then, myself and Ashley.
Have you had any babies, Mira, yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe you'd know if you'd had a baby.
Oh, come on.
Sure, what would we know?
She's literally pulling them out.
Alas, we're doing this 2 years. It's hard.
Mira, thank you.
Not a bother.
See you, Mira. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Is Kaylee's a mom? Is she Callum? We'll ring her then, right? Okay. Yeah, okay. Come on, surely.
Hello.
Kaylee, morning.
Kaylee, you got to back me up on this. Tell me, no one knows the length of an umbilical cord, correct?
Well, I have 2 kids and I haven't a clue.
I love
Kaylee,
this,
you literally
Kaylee.
Are carrying this thing around. Would you not be curious?
No, not really.
Yeah. What kind of prenatal class are you going to get?
I wouldn't have said the length that you said.
Right, okay, you would have thought it was something different.
What was your guess?
Would you have said shorter or longer?
14 was my guess.
14? Like a little stub.
Hayley, okay, I think absolutely right. Ridiculous question. You're dead right, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Talk to you later. All right, Callum, what's
I'm
going on?
I'm feeling a lot better about
this. Yeah, just standing up for Dave, the WhatsApp is hopping. Sarah said, girls, I'm on my 3rd pregnancy, haven't a clue. 2 kids and wouldn't know how long the cord would be. That was from Sinead. Last. Sarah here, 2 kids and no clue. I've 2 kids and wouldn't have a clue. That's from April. I'm a mammy and no idea. That was from Kira. I've had 2 kids and wouldn't know if I'm honest.
Do you know,
from Kelly.
These are all titties.
No, sorry, no. I actually have a great idea. Sometimes you forget, like, we have a producer. Callum can just do the questions from now on.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good idea, Emma.
Let the man do the
usual thing with them. It's not the usual thing with presenters that they don't do anything.
Yeah, like, producers would do it.
Yeah. So,
Next Thursday, I will write the girly quiz questions.
Yes, okay, I'm on. So on board with this.
Do you want
you need
that?
To cross-check that the question that you ask has not been asked before.
I'm all over this.
Fine, Ash Russell,
okay.
Next week.
Producer
brilliant.
Callum's girly quiz next Thursday. Be here.
Wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's the crack?
How are we? Who wants another sign of I'm getting older.
Oh yeah, that's been a bit of a theme this morning. I'm happy to hear how you feel like you're getting older, David.
I feel like I'm getting older because I was driving home. Well, I've been actually been thinking about this for a while now, but it really came in yesterday. And I know, Emma Nolan, you're going to agree with me.
Okay.
People need to stop crossing the road where they're not supposed to cross the road.
Oh my God, no, stop. It's very hard being a pedestrian. Very cold. You have to move fast. You need to get to where you're going. You're all cozy in your car, blasting your air conditioning.
I think Jay alone should, law should be brought in here.
If there walking is incorrigible.
If there is a machine coming at you at 50 kilometres an hour, you do not cross the road. I think that that's common sense.
People are so stupid.
I actually nearly got hit by a car yesterday.
Brilliant.
See what I mean? Like, it's just so bad. And I feel like it's bad in just two areas, right?
One. Can I say one and guess?
Well, I know the one you're going to say is correct. And there's one north side and there's one south side.
Okay.
So the south side one is Emma Nolan.
Rathmines.
Rathmines.
It's an absolute scary, scary place to drive through.
And the north side one.
In particular.
North side one, Balbriggan.
Yes.
My mum brought me through Balbriggan when I was learning to drive because she was like, wait till you see how much of a nightmare it is. If you can drive through Balbriggan, you'd be able to drive through anywhere.
So yeah. Random.
It's just constant people crossing over the road, going to the train station, going to the shop, going to wherever, going to the chipper. It's constant. Cars are pulling out left, right and centre. And Rathmines is no better. It is absolutely insane. And I sound so old and I realise how old I sound.
It's but actually
Can we not just wait for the green man? Can we not just wait for the green man?
No, like, as in, if there's nothing coming for a very safe amount of time, by all means, you don't have to walk to the light, I think. But this is people, like, chancing their lives here just to get over to Lidl. I'm, like, chill at the beans.
Yeah, I am a
and
chancer.
Then, as soon as I'm a pedestrian, I'm like, nah, it's fine.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Sure, if they hit me, I get money.
My attitude is, I'm in the elements. Yous can wait.
My boyfriend Jack and I had a massive row I didn't tell you about New Year's Eve because apparently I wasn't respecting the rules of the road when I was looking for a taxi.
What do you mean?
Apparently I wasn't being very safe.
Oh, you were crossing the road.
Should always be safe.
No, as in, you know what I mean? I was doing exactly what I shouldn't have been doing.
Okay.
Like, you were crossing the road
when I shouldn't have been and stuff. So
that's
very important.
Them Irish for you. Savages. Cross the road and everything.
Respecting the rules of the road. This is Spain. Good morning.
I had a great weekend in Cork last weekend, and all week I've been itching to tell you about the most wholesome place I visited.
I'm itching as well. I don't know what's going on.
Wholesome place in the world.
Wholesome.
It's County Cork.
Cork is lovely. Really nice people.
It is, yes. We were in the city and just for a day, and I was with my boyfriend Alex, and Alex is big into vinyl, and so he wanted to visit this record shop that he found on Google Maps. And it was like in a sort of a basement, so it was very small, like sort of like underground vibes. And
Cork is great for that stuff. Real cool.
Oh, it's great.
Real cool stuff everywhere.
Great local businesses.
Is this because I told you that my dad was listening? And my dad's from
Cork. I've never given Cork so much praise as I'm about to give it. I'm usually a little bit bored in record shops because once I check for Beyonce and musicals, I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
Alex does be rifling through the jazz for hours and all the rest. So I wasn't buzzing to go. But my God, did it deliver. So first of all, Alex is like looking through the jazz records and the guy in the shop who is just like a sweetheart.
Okay.
I walked into a vape shop in Cork when I was there and I'd swear I'd known the guy behind for 10 years.
The guy is like so, so, so nice. And he has something to say about every record to everyone kind of thing. So he's like, so yeah, you like a bit of jazz, man. Everybody is man. And he's like, yeah, that's awesome, man. My dad is actually a jazz musician. That's a portrait of him there up on the wall. And there's like this black and white photo. He's like, yeah, he toured America, man. He was amazing. Yeah, so cool. I love jazz. And anyway, later on he told us that he has a photographic memory. He can remember where every single record in the shop is.
That's wow. So cool.
And he's owned the place for like 10 years. He has like some of his customers ring him from time to time and go, man, did I buy that record off you before? And he'll go, yeah, you bought it like 6 years ago.
Wow.
Check your collection. You
That's
have it.
So there. Cool. Yeah.
Unreal.
I want to go to Cork just to see him.
Just to meet him. He was fascinating, but he wasn't the best part of this place. There was loads of young lads in there, like teenagers kind of. And this one lad was like, you know, tough looking, right?
Is he a yup, bro?
He's a bit of a bio. Right? And he was standing there and he was looking through records and his friend was like, would you not just buy it online if you can't find it in here, boy? And he goes, no, I hate supporting them big corporations. I'd rather support a local business.
Fair play,
legend.
I was like, you're a lovely man. Next thing, I'm standing there and there's these two really young lads, like literally like 13 or something. And one of them turns to the other. He's too shy to go up and ask himself. And he goes, here, will you ask him, has he got any Amy Winehouse?
Stop.
And he's like 13 years old. And the lad is like, Amy who? And he goes, Amy Winehouse. Oh. And your man's like, Amy Winehouse. Right. And he goes up and he's like, sorry, man, have you got any Amy Winehouse? And your man's like, we're actually sold out. And he's like, young lads, man, they love Amy.
Oh, my
Everybody
God.
Everybody loves Amy. Yeah, so, so cute.
Sorry, are you just, like, sat down next to the reception area of this or something?
I'm literally looking at, like, punk rock records, but just listening to everyone else. I'm not even, like, looking. And then the loveliest thing of all, wholesome shopkeeper meets most wholesome customer in the world. And they're, like, chatting about the record that he's buying. And then your man's like, here, man, would you mind doing me a favour? And man behind the counter's like, yeah, absolutely, man, anything. What would you like? He's like, would you put a couple of 30 euro vouchers behind the till for me there? He's like, yeah, you want to buy two vouchers? He's like, yeah, but you give them to some young person who comes in here and is really enthusiastic about vinyl and somebody who thinks they'd like them. Well, the wholesome shopkeeper was in bits. Are you serious, man?
Pay it forward.
That is so kind. Yeah, and as he said, pay it forward, give back, whatever. And he was like, that is so kind, man. What's your name? Shake hands. That is so kind. You know, I know just the lads. They'd be absolutely delighted.
Oh, my God.
I was nearly sobbing in this place.
That's unbelievable.
It was so cute.
Do you remember the name of it?
No, but it was like on the kind of river, like, so if you look up record shop in Cork.
Yeah, somewhere on the lake.
Oh my God, it was so cute.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, Tower Records, you could learn a thing or two. Right? From our Cork brothers and sisters.
And hey, head of music at Spin, more Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, the third Amy Winehouse.
Youngins love it.
Good morning.
What is the crack?
Lads, exciting news, especially if you're an NFL fan or an American football fan. Gonna be honest with you, I don't really get it. I've never really been mad into it or anything like that. I watched the Super Bowl, like I used to watch the Super Bowl specifically for the halftime show.
Fair enough, like a lot of people.
Like a lot of people.
I think it's kind of like, the way I always think of it is because it's so big in America, it's obviously like however many times the size of Ireland. It's like every Irish person being utterly obsessed with the All-Ireland final and multiplied by millions.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It just seems like, but I don't get it. I don't get the game. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But like, I understand that people absolutely love it, which is fair enough. And if you're a fan of it, then some great news happening because Croke Park is looking to basically host Ireland's first NFL game later this year, with the government brief today on the proposal to bring a Pittsburgh Steelers fixture to GAA headquarters.
I have to boo. I'm contractually obliged to boo when the Pittsburgh Steelers are mentioned, because my American boyfriend Alex, they're his least favourite team because they're his rivals.
Okay, so when you say contractually obliged, you just mean relationship contractually.
Yeah, because we got engaged, so I have to boo.
Oh yeah, is that part of like the prep?
Yeah,
I
had to sign just a short little thing. That's fair for him.
Listen, there's been a lot of talk recently, but it's looking more and more likely like it's going to happen. There is speculation that the Steelers will take on the Green Bay Packers in September. I don't know about you, but that means nothing to me teams name wise, but I'm all for it for the Americans coming over. When they came over during last year, during the summer, it was deadly.
For the college football,
yeah. For the college football, it was a bit of crack.
This would be even bigger, like.
So no contracts have been signed yet, but the government hopes that an announcement could be made by the weekend ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday, which is in New Orleans. Our reporter Mark Hogan is over in America at the moment, going to the Super Bowl on Sunday, and he got some time with Travis Kelce.
Wow.
He is a player for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's also Taylor Swift's fella.
Most importantly.
Mark Hogan got some time with him, and here's what happened.
That's class, isn't it?
You were in Dublin last year.
Oh, yeah.
What did you make of the place? Is it somewhere maybe you'd like to play a game?
Oh, man, I would love to play out there, man. Everybody's just... It seems like such a sports, you know, environment. All the pubs and just the way everybody gets rowdy out there and has a good time. I would love to have an opportunity to play out there, but I definitely want to see the NFL venture out there some more, for sure.
The Irish stereotype will just never die, will it? Rowdy crowd, rowdy, rowdy, rowdy Irish.
So, fair play to Mark Hogan for getting some time with Travis Kelce and asking that question. Very, very cool. So, I want to bring you back to when that college football was here 2 years ago, and it was the Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame, like university in like Boston.
And so they had a fan zone. They had a fan zone on Dame Street, and they called it Notre Dame Street.
Mm. Yes. Which was very clever.
I thought that was clever. So I thought, why don't we start thinking now for the years to come of teams coming to Dublin and what we could call different places to make them feel welcome.
Okay.
So as I said, the Steelers will take on the Green Bay Packers, so we could change the Lewis track to the Green Line Bay Packers.
Oh, very good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or for the Steelers, put their fans out in Stillorgan. You know what I mean?
That's good. Plenty of hotels out there.
Yeah, exactly. So some others, I thought of the Houston Texans to Houston Station Texans,
very
obviously.
Good.
New Orleans Saints to New Orleans St. Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
A new bus route, the 49 for the San Francisco 49er
oh,
fans.
Very good, yeah.
And this one I'm really, really, really proud of. Atlanta Falcon fans. They could go to Exchequer Street to Atlanta Falcon and Burns.
That's very good.
Brilliant.
Have you got any?
I was thinking more kind of Americanism, so I think we should just lamp a crown and a torch on top of the spire. To make it Statue of Liberty-esque.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think we should don the Dublin Mountains instead of the Hollywood sign with just tick, knock.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd
I think
be
they'd
good.
Be like, oh, they got one over here too.
The Miami Dolphins are a team. Obviously, it's right there, Miami Dolphins barn.
Yes, brilliant. Oh, well done. Yes.
The Cleveland Browns, Alex's team. The Cleveland Brown Thomases. Stick them in there. Nice place to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the Minnesota Vikings. Got to be on the Minnesota Vikings splash.
Very good.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
And finally, you had the San Francisco 49A. I would say the Santry Francisco 49ers.
I'm only learning about NFL teams here, so is it kind of legit that majority of them would take name plus animal
plus like random thing,
yeah, like Panther, Falcon, Bill or Ben.
Yeah, but then there's like
49ers,
like
Vikings,
okay, like. So yeah, there's Texans and Chiefs and stuff as well. I see, yeah.
Mad. I don't like 49ers. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Something,
it's like they got it wrong.
The internet.
49ers, yeah,
I don't understand it, but I'm really looking forward to this. I think it'll be class. When the college football was here last year and all of, I want to say, was all of Dame Street was closed,
yeah,
off, it
they
was
had like
Dame
a proper like TV,
yeah,
set up there.
Deadly. I remember I got to go backstage at that and see that whole thing. It was,
yeah,
so cool. Callum.
I thought I had the answer, but then I actually realised it was wrong. I saw that the 49ers were founded in 1946.
Oh,
that makes sense, yeah, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
She's heading out on tour with Kendrick Lamar, but also is performing with him at the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Is she?
She is, yeah. And they've got like four or five collaborations now, so I'd say she'll be out for a while.
That'd be class.
SZA on spin, by the way. That's her new song, Bumpf, or Bumpf. BMF. Bumpf.
Very fun to say.
We're in the middle of a second at the cinema at the moment.
Yes, this is where we play you 1 second of a movie. If you know it, then you WhatsApp us the word cinema, 087-711-1038. If you don't know it, then you're like us and you sit back and you just kind of relax.
And you hope somebody gets it.
You hope someone gets it.
This is the clip today.
Yeah, I hate you.
Sort of musicy.
Is it a musical, I wonder?
Producer Callum always picks these. None of us in the room have a clue, so let's hope
we were told it
puts
was
us out of our misery.
Pre 2000s, though.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So who is on to play?
Yeah, I hate you.
Over there is Connor. What are you up to this morning, Connor?
In the workshop here.
Oh, ooh, very good. What are you workshopping?
Gates and railings.
Very
Gates
good, Connor. Very cool. Good. All right, Connor, are you a movie buff?
I am.
You are? All right, have a listen to this clip.
Yeah, I hate you.
Please put us out of our misery. What is that movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore,
the Adam Sandler movie about golf. And now I've seen that, to be fair.
Oh, I actually watched a bit of that recently,
I've seen that a lot.
Asleep.
I think I'd recognise it. Is he right? No!
Sugar!
Connor, are you shocked that you're wrong?
Yeah.
God, I was sure you had it. You sounded really confident.
You did.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I hate you.
Connor, right, it wasn't Connor. To be, but thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
No worries, Phil.
Good
Bye.
Luck.
I'm still just as clueless, like Zero was coming to me. I guess School of Rock a while ago.
I had high hopes in Connor.
I have absolutely nothing. At least you're guessing something. I have no guess whatsoever.
No.
Fiona's there. What are you doing this morning, Fiona? Where are you off to?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do, Fiona?
I'm a family support worker.
Very good. Ooh, and are you also a movie buff?
No, I think it was pure fluke that I watched that movie there just before Christmas.
Ooh. Interesting.
Well,
all right,
crossed.
I like it. Let's see if you're right. This is the clip.
Yeah, I hate you.
Come on, Fiona, give it to us.
Is it The Wedding Singer?
The Wedding Singer.
All right,
there is music in that, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there is.
Oh! Oh, love! He's gonna make you cry. I hate you. One thing for sure.
Love stinks.
Seen this movie? Never.
It's so famous.
Is it on the streaming platforms? It is.
It is. I can't actually remember where I watched it, but another Adam Sandler film.
Yes,
that's where Happy Gilmore came.
It's also musical.
It's, yeah. I wet myself laughing to it. It's such a good film.
Is it really that good, Fiona? Fiona, do you like it?
I think it's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Would you recommend it, yeah? A bit of a laugh.
I'll add it to the list, so.
Yeah. Well, very listen, good. You have gone and done the business this morning. You've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema Passes. Well done.
Nice one, Fiona.
Amazing.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Care, bye.
Bye. I think we need to go back to us picking the movies, Callum.
No.
Too hard. No, that was cool.
I like when they're a bit difficult. However, I would like you to pick from a list of movies that I have seen.
It's nice when there's real people in them and not cartoon characters.
Amen. Very true. You're on Spin. Spins fully charged. Recharged. The Weeknd and Timeless here on Spin. His first kind of comeback or offering, I suppose, since his appalling show with Lily Rose Depp, the movie that they released last year.
Wasn't Lily Rose Depp's fault now, in fairness?
No.
It was a TV show, yeah.
It was a TV show, yeah. What did I say, movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, new album out now, and then this is the end of The Weeknd. He's completely retiring their persona, like setting it in stone.
I didn't know it was a persona.
Like, yeah, well, it's weird because it's just like that's just the name he's always been known as.
Yeah, like he's going to be called Abel now.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop.
So in the future when we announce new music from what we knew as The Weeknd, it'll be like, here's Abel on Spin.
Yeah, we're not. It's like Kanye wants to be called Ye. Shut up, you're Kanye.
But I wonder what we call his old songs. Like, do we still call this
I'd say
The Weeknd?
Yeah, because that was released under that name, I'd imagine.
Weird.
Yeah.
But also having said that, whatever you want to identify as, I will call you that.
No, absolutely, I get that as well. But they're saying there's real summery vibes and electronic feels off the new album and it's quite positive, which is nice because obviously this is a bit more kind of heavier.
Is that his persona that The Weeknd is just like miserable?
Kind of has been, yeah, hasn't it?
But Abel is going to be buzzing and just all happy with life.
Rainbows and flowers and little bunny rabbits.
Could I suggest that you should have been called The Weekday then?
Yeah, well, that's true too.